Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
No false witness. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Exodus 20:16. There are several important and very specific words used in this commandment. An expanded translation could well be, do not purposely intend to injure or plan to deceive others by repeating a damaging report about one with whom you have established a relationship. The very idea of a lie originated with the great enemy, Satan, John 8:44, 1 John 2:21. No doubt rendering the lying tongue an abomination to God, Proverbs 6:17 through 19, 12:22. The willing false witness will not escape punishment, Proverbs 19:5 and 9. Indeed, such a person may die prematurely, Acts 5:4 through 10. Untruth is not overlooked by God. In fact, those who are liars by practice will likely wind up in hell. Revelation 21:8, 27, and 22:15. While the focus of this commandment prohibits a formal false witness against someone, which would result in damage to their person, property, or reputation, the biblical applications are many and varied. Our holy God hates a false witness. So-called half-truths are not godly either. Flattery and hypocrisy are wrong. Psalm 12, 1-3. Proverbs 29:5. As are malicious joking and jesting. Proverbs 26, 18-19. Ephesians 5:4. Even deceptive refusals are considered ungodly behavior. Proverbs 3, 27-29, 1 John 3, 17-18. And of course, slander, gossip, and talebearing are wrong. Psalm 101, 5. Those who name the name of Jesus Christ are simply to speak the truth. Ephesians 4:25. Render sound judgment. 1 Corinthians 6, 1-5, and not to enter into a plot to do evil. Zechariah 7, 9-10, Romans 12:9, 17, and 21. Our yes and our no are to be precise and accurate. James 5:12.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.